Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And he loves you.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. who has set our glory above the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you, because truly you have been mighty good unto us. We thank you for this beautiful Palm Sunday, O God, that you allow us to witness and to see. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Because truly, God has been a mighty good God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, because you have blessed us, Father. You have brought us into your house of worship one more time. And we say hallelujah to your name this morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endures forever. And we thank you for your enduring mercy. And Father God, we pray now in the precious name of Jesus that as you look on every heart, Father God, that if you see anything this morning, Father, that's not pleasing in your sight, oh God, that you would wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as you wash us, oh God, that you will continue to fill us with more and more of you and more of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, we pray your blessing this day upon Pastor K's son. Oh God, we pray that you will continue to bless and keep your servant. Father God, as he blesses us today through your preached word, we pray, oh God, that you will give him revelation knowledge.
Yes.
And oh God, we pray, Father God, that through your word, Lord Jesus, that mankind everywhere, Father God, will know that you're God and you're God all by yourself.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior today. And then, Father God, we pray your blessing upon First Lady.
Yes.
We pray that you will just continue to keep, oh God,
yes,
let her going out and her coming in, oh God. And we pray your blessing upon the First Family today.
Yes.
And then, Father God, we pray that you will look on the heart of God in its entirety,
yes,
from the least to the greatest, oh God. We pray that you will bless your people today, Father. And whatever they stand in the need of, we pray, oh God, that you will meet every need. And Father God, we pray for those that are watching through Facebook,
mm-hmm,
those that come through phones, and
yeah,
whatever the mode of communication that you have, oh God, we pray that you will look on them today, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Father God, that you will be their strength,
yeah,
be their help, and be their way maker.
Yeah.
We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word of truth. And, oh, God, we thank you again for grace and mercy that has brought us this morning. And, Father God, we pray for churches throughout the land.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that you will be with your pastors today. Be with your ministers and your servant leaders today.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, we pray that whatever is said and done, that your name will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because truly you deserve it. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for these and all blessings. We thank you for everything that you have done. Because you and you alone have done it with an outstretched arm.
Yes.
And we thank you this morning. Because truly you've been mighty good unto us. And we thank you for every blessing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. Amen. Nothing like a little talk with Jesus to make it all right. I'm excited today. This is another Palm Sunday and one where we can get together. Amen. We haven't been able to get together. Amen. In a couple of years on Palm Sunday. So
thank you.
We thank God we can get together.
Hallelujah.
On another Palm Sunday. Amen. I know without a shadow of a doubt, amen. And God has been good. I'm going to say that again. God has been good, amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you can look back over your life and just think how good God has been, amen. Know that
yes,
he has kept us, amen, through a time where many people don't see a global pandemic, amen. God has kept us, amen. God has blessed us to be able to come back into the house of worship one more time, where we can lift up the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Amen. 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 God has been good. Amen. There were times, amen, where you didn't know, could you go out? Could you come back in? There were times, amen, that you didn't know if it was ever going to end. Somebody know what I'm talking about, amen. There were times, amen, you didn't know if you could have got the shot or not got the shot. There were times you didn't know if you got the second shot or booster shot, amen. But some kind of way, amen, God. I said, some kind of way, amen, God, amen, allows you to lay down every day, amen, every night, amen, and while you were sleeping and slumbering, some kind of way, God watched over you. I might be the only one, amen, but when I was asleep, God stationed an angel by my side and allowed me to get some rest, amen, and early every morning, I saw some new mercies, amen. God provided for every single day of my life. God provided every breath. God provided every grace and every mercy. God provided everything that all of us ever needed. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Songwriter says, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Yeah, amen. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody say, heal my body. Yeah. Hold me to run on. Yeah. Amen. Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Yeah. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? He's my friend. Come on, let's sing that again. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? He's my friend.
If you can, amen. I tell you,
God has been good to us, church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He brought us from a mighty, 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 mighty long way. I don't know about you, amen, but when I look back over my life, I seem to have a birthday on tomorrow. Amen. When I look back over my life, amen, and I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, somebody got a testimony. Somebody got a testimony about how good God has been to you. Amen. I don't know how old you are. Amen. But every step of the way, amen, God has blessed you. Every breath you've taken, amen. God, come on, let's give God a little more praise. I don't know about you, but every year God blesses you with another year. Amen. We ought to give God the glory. Amen. We ought to give God the praise. Amen. There's none perfect. Amen. But we can praise God. Amen. With a perfected praise. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the sermon. Amen. But we can keep perfecting our praise because of what God has done for us in our lives. Amen. When God, when you look back and see how God has brought you and God has kept you, you can't help but to praise God. Amen. You'll be riding down the road. You'll be walking down the street. Amen. And you'll think about something God has done. You'll look at something and something will catch your attention. You say, Lord, you have been so good. Lord, you have been so kind. Lord, you have been my way maker. Lord, you have been my buckler that has held it all together. So we thank God today, amen, for being so good and being so kind. Amen. We're going to try and see if we can go and get some testimony this morning. Amen. We're gonna start with the testimony in the house. Amen. And I'm going to go around. Amen. And if the Lord has been good to you, amen, that you would have a testimony today. Amen. We're going to start with Reverend Sykes. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Truly, it is good to be in the house of the Lord one more time, one more time, one more time. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. And so I thank God today for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for his loving kindness and his faithfulness. I thank God that he has allowed me to be able, amen, to be able to come back into the sanctuary on this Sunday. We started last Sunday, but this is a new day and this is a new time. And so we just thank God for allowing us to be here on today. Because truly for the past 2 years, amen, it has been up, it has been down, but God has kept us through every last one of those. And so we give him praise and we give him honor and we give him glory. Thank God for my pastor on today. I thank God that he has kept him and our first lady and our church family throughout this pandemic, even though we're still in this pandemic and the numbers are going back up. Mm-hmm. But God is able to keep us still because we're still standing. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. And so I thank God this morning for just being a loving God, for being a faithful God, for being a God that is a provider, that being a God that is a healer.
Yeah.
And so I bless his name on today because we walk by faith.
That's right.
And not by sight. Yeah. And so I thank God this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise.
I give God all the glory this morning because truly he's been mighty good unto me. And I thank God just to be back into the house of worship one more time. But especially this Palm Sunday, I thank God just to be able to celebrate being in his house, standing on his sacred ground.
Yeah.
Truly, God has brought us through.
Yeah.
And I thank God for my pastor who just preached his heart out when we were out of COVID. You know, I just thank God for the sermons that he blessed them with.
Yeah.
It was strength for us. It was food for us. So I thank God for that. And God is an on-time God.
Yes,
he meets every need.
Yes,
and he gave us not only our physical food, but he gave us our spiritual food.
Yes.
And for that, I am so grateful.
Yes.
I thank God for First Lady Kayson. I thank God for the words of inspiration that she always shared. And I just thank God for her. I thank God for the First Family. At the Heart of God Baptist Church, I praise God for people can remember. Truly, you have been a blessing. And then I thank God for my son and for my daughter, God, for my grandchildren. I thank God for family members. And I thank God for friends. I just thank God for his son, Keith, who paid the price. Who paid the price for me so that I could have eternal life. And the sweet Holy Spirit that guides me day by day. And God is my strength.
Yes.
He is my help.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage the church that Jesus went to the cross.
Yes.
So that we wouldn't have to suffer.
Right.
And we wouldn't have to go to the cross. He paid our sin debt in full. So I have Jesus joined this morning.
Hallelujah.
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 I have Jesus joined this morning. Hallelujah. So I thank God for everything.
Share my testimony that I have gotten. He didn't turn it off. It's on. That I have gotten a work from home job that I start tomorrow on my dad's birthday.
Amen.
So I'll be working from home, staying home, and being able to take care of Zoe, who you hear in the background. And I just thank God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
It is such a blessing to be here this Sunday morning, Palm Sunday, which is leading up to Holy Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. I thank God for my church, Father God Baptist Church, our pastor, our first lady. And you hear our little one, our new member. She's excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And we welcome all of our little ones.
That's right.
God has been so good to me this year.
Yeah.
Although we haven't been in the sanctuary, but our body and soul and our homes have been our sanctuary, and we have been faithful.
That's right.
This spiritual circle that we have at this church is awesome.
Amen.
And we have been faithful in keeping God's word, loving each other, serving each other as God has guided us by his word. I thank God for my sister Jewel,
Amen.
For my family, my nieces, my nephews, my daughter, whom I love so dearly. She has been so faithful to her mother and all of our ups and downs this year. But through it all, God allowed us to still stand strong in the Lord, stand strong in his word. And it's a pleasure to be here in this sanctuary this morning to praise him and give him all the praise and the glory. For he is good. He has been good to all of us.
Yeah.
And I thank God for it.
Amen.
You all be blessed. And remember, if you can't come out, try to come out.
Amen.
It makes a difference in your life. It lets God know that your heart is with him. And the church he has kept for us.
Amen.
Come out and be blessed. Be blessed in the Lord. Have a blessed week. Continue to love God. He loves us.
Amen.
And so do we.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Hello, this is First Lady. I want to say thank you to everyone who has assembled here at the church, all of those online, and all of those who have called in. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord on this Palm Sunday. Yes, it might be a little brisk outside, but it is warm here in the house of the Lord because God's Spirit has filled the sanctuary.
Yes.
And we thank the Lord for all of his blessings thus far. We thank him for all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us, his blessings coming down from heaven every day, and the love that he has for us and the love that we have for each other, and the heart that we have for the people of God. And I just want to say happy birthday to the pastor.
Thank you.
And may the Lord bless him with many more. And that I'm looking forward to also, you know, Lord say so, being in the house of the Lord next week on Easter.
Amen.
Right now we're at Palm Sunday.
Amen.
We know that he made his entrance into preparing us for Easter.
Yes.
On Palm Sunday. And we just thank him for all that he has done, the preparations he has made for us to get to Easter Sunday. And so I just say to everyone, even if you can't come out, just listen in. The word is powerful, and it helps your soul. It gives you the strength to go on from day to day. We all have our trials and our tribulations, but somehow the word or a song that the Lord puts in your spirit, it just uplifts you and keeps you going. So I pray that the love of Jesus be multiplied among us all with his holiness, with his faithfulness, with his healing that he gave to us through his son Jesus. You all have a blessed week, and I love you all, and I'm sending out air hugs, and it would be nice if I could see you and I could hug you. You know that heart to heart is good too. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the testimony. We're going to try to get someone on the phone line. Go to the phone lines. Our first call, our last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. I should have been there this morning. I didn't do what I should have done, but I should be in the house of the Lord. He's been so good to me. He brought me a mighty long way and touched me this morning. Put my feet on the floor and put my eyes in the sky, dear Father. And we said, thank you for being another day. You give me above this ground. You give me another chance to get back on the right track and get to your house that we're supposed to be in. We said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us, that we have brought us a mighty long way. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next call, last call, 4-digit 7351. 7351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn, First Lady, and Heart of God. It's just so good to hear everyone's voices and to be able to say that we're here for another Palm Sunday. Praise the Lord for that, and thank you, Jesus, for being with us and bringing us this far. And we know, Lord, if we keep praying to you and letting you know that we love you so much, we just know that we'll be here for another Palm Sunday. But, oh, Heavenly Father, I just love to hear people testifying to the good things that the good Lord has done for them. And I am also praying, too, for all the good things that the Lord has done for me and will do for me. And on top of that, he takes care of my family and my friends and our churches. So we just pray that everything just keep on going smoothly. We've had some rough times, but we know that the Lord is going to just keep on looking out for us. And thank you, Jesus. God bless everybody. Happy Palm Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. And we thank everyone, amen, for participating in worship. I know it's not easy, amen, to be able get through these last 2 years, but you made it. Come on now, you made it. Amen. You made it by the grace of God. You made it. Amen. We thank God that God's working out the technology. Amen. Things are getting better every week. And we give God the glory that we're able to get on Sunday school. We're able to continue our virtual services and our streaming service. So we thank God for everyone that it's streaming in and everyone that's calling in. Amen. You know, amen. It's not an easy thing, but we want to give glory to God for those that are streaming in. I believe we have Amen. Hope that I left some comments. Amen. And thank God, amen, for comments and the streaming that you are praying with us and praying for us. Amen. Again, we thank God for technology, amen, that allows us to be able to reach out in such a manner. Amen. It's only by God's grace that he allows us to continue to reach out like this. So we're grateful to God for whatever means you're getting together. We know that God is omnipresent, God. I mean, he's present everywhere at the same time. So whether you're here in the worship sanctuary, whether you're streaming online, wherever you are, or whether you're at home on the phone, amen. He got good. Amen. They will try to steal your joy, amen. So you can't get to worship, amen. The devil is a lie, amen. I'm gonna get there one way or the other, amen. And we thank God, amen, that he's blessed us now through the years, amen, to be able to worship him, to be able to praise him, to be able to give him honor, to be able to give him glory, amen. Whatever means necessary, amen. God has made a way. Come on, let's give God a little more praise. I know he's made a way. Amen. He's going to continue to make a way. Amen. All right. We get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Spike if she would get ready to lead us in prayer. Just remember all of our family and friends all over the world. Amen. Remember those folks that are in war-torn areas. We know we pray much for the war atrocities that are going on every continent, amen. There's trouble, amen. There's people that are not following the will of God, amen. They're doing their own thing, and they're not following behind the two great commands of God. And God said that you would love him with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and that you would love your neighbor as yourself, amen. People following that around the world, amen, it'd be a whole lot less war, a whole lot less rumors of war, a whole lot less killing, a whole lot less crime, amen. If they would just follow those two things, Jesus said, all the commandments hang on these two things, amen. It's to love God and love your neighbor as yourself, amen. Amen. He said, just those two things. It wasn't a lot, amen. He said those two things, but some kind of way, amen. Man has got twisted up in man, amen. And so we ask that you will pray much for mankind everywhere, amen, that we will be found doing the things that are pleasing in God's sight, that we will be found, amen, in a place, amen, that God will be glorified by our actions, amen. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes that she would come at this time.
Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Yes,
bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yes.
Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come at this appointed time just to say thank you. Father, we thank you, O God, for giving us the strength and the sound and the perseverance to stand strong in us. God, we stand strong in you. Father, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come and to have a talk with you, because just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. We thank you for the new mercies of this day, oh God, because morning by morning, new mercies we see. And all that we have ever needed, God, your hand has provided. So great is your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, God, that you, oh God, are still God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, that you look beyond our fault, God, and you supply all our needs, Father God. And so, Father, we're grateful this morning, oh, God. And we come, oh, God, this morning with an attitude of gratitude, oh, God, because we are so grateful to you this morning, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for this branch of Zion called Mother God Baptist Church, oh, God. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon this church family and our pastor and first lady and the leadership here, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for just keeping us, Father God. Throughout down through the years, Father God, you've been good to Mother God Baptist Church, Father God, like you've been good to your other churches, Father God. But we just want to just thank you this morning, oh God. We just want to say hallelujah this morning, Father God.
We just want to give you praise this morning, Father God, because, God, you and you alone are worthy, Father God, and you have been through it to us, Father God, in our own personal lives, Father God, down through the years, Father God. You have kept us. You have blessed us, Father God. Oh, God, you have kept, oh, God, our families, oh, God. Father, you have kept, oh, God, those that are connected to our families, oh, God. And for that and other things, God, we are grateful and we are thankful on today, oh, God. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God, on this day, Father God, for just holding us and shielding us and protecting us, Father God. We don't know from one day to another, Father God, what's going to happen, Father God. But we know, God, and we put our trust in you, Father God, that you will make everything all right, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for mankind this morning, Father God. We pray this morning, Father God, for those in hospitals and nursing facilities, Father God, and assisted living places today, Father. We pray, Father God, for those, oh, God, that don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Father God, that you will prick their heart, Father God, that they might come running, I yield, what must I do to be saved, Father God. Help us to be better bold witnesses, oh, God, in kingdom building, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for those, oh, God, this morning, Father God, that need you for one thing and somebody else might need you for another. But, God, we know, oh, God, that you will supply every one of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you on this morning, Father. We pray for our senior citizens this morning, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God, as only you can. We pray for all bereaved families this morning, Father God. Strengthen and encourage their hearts, Father God. We continue to lift up the Fields family, Father God. Oh, God, we continue to lift up every bereaved family, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, this morning, oh, God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in all of our lives, Father God. We thank you for our children and our grandchildren, Father God. Continue, Father God, to cover them and keep them covered in your blood, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, just for the opportunity to say thank you with the fruit of our lips. For with the fruit of our lips, we will praise thee, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for the many miracles that you have performed, oh, God, in the lives of others, oh, God, and not only others, but our lives as well, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, oh, God, for trustee, oh, God, Henderson, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, for trustee Randolph, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all of the members of Heart of God Baptist Church, Father God. We thank you for having a loving family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the compassion, Father God, and the empathy, Father God, that is shown, oh, God, in Heart of God Baptist Church, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word on today, Father God, because your word is true power and strength, Father God. We thank you for your anointing. Because your anointing makes the difference, Father God. And we bless your name and we praise your name on today, Father God. Continue to keep us, Lord, as the apple of your eye, God. Continue, Father God, to station your angels of protection around us day and night, Father God. We thank you for your angels, Father God, that covers us. We thank you for your blood that covers us, Father God. And, oh, God, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit that indwells us and seals us into the day of redemption, Father God. Oh, God, we pray for all leaders today. We pray for all servant leaders today. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, this morning, Father God, for those, oh, God, that are in war-torn areas, Father God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We need you, Father. We can't make it without you, Father God. Yes. Touch the hearts, touch the minds, touch the spirits of mankind on today, Father God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We need you, God. There's nothing we can do without you, Father God. But, God, we submit our all to you on today, Father God. And we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you, God, for those that are listening by whatever mode of communication today, God, that they are listening by, Father God. And those that are listening, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would touch, that you would heal,
that you would deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever they stand in the need of, God, I know that you can do it, Father God. Oh, God, we love you and we adore you, and we thank you for this opportunity, Father, that you have allowed us to gather together in your sanctuary on this day, on this Palm Sunday, God. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, Father God. And, Father God, we know, God, Lord, that we have many shortcomings, Lord. We know, God, that we've sinned and we've fallen short. But, God, we ask that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness and make us pure vessels, God, to be used by you anywhere, any place, and any time, Father God. Let us be that light, oh, God, that shineth in darkness, Father God, so that men, women, boys, and girls, Father God, can see you in us, Father God. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We adore you, Father God. And we magnify and glorify your name on this day, Father. For this is the day.
Yes.
This is the day that you have made. And we will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
And the saints for the encouragement prayer. And then, you know, and prayer powerful. Amen. Amen. Our tool, amen, that God has allowed us to be able to use. Amen. And God, amen, for the power of prayer. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to say that again. We thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. There's something about the power of prayer, amen. It is not limited, amen, to a physical structure, amen. Amen. It has the ability, amen, to go beyond, amen, what any of us, amen, can see, amen.
Yeah,
it's better than what we use as Wi-Fi or what we use, amen, as Bluetooth or what we use as the internet, amen.
Yes,
even though we thank God for the Wi-Fi.
Yes, we do.
The internet, amen.
Yes, we do.
But God has his own network.
Yes, he does.
Dr. Lindsay, it's called the Holy Ghost Network.
Holy Ghost, yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That network never goes down, amen. Yes, somebody can ready to get excited, yes, amen. See, the Bluetooth will drop out on you, amen.
Yes,
The Wi-Fi will lose signal, amen. The internet provider, amen, will get hung up, amen. But there's a network, come on, man. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit network, amen. That will never drop out, amen. That will never get hung up. That will never get, amen, overburdened. The bandwidth, amen, will never get too small, amen. Because God is a all-powerful, all-seeing God. And the thing that I like about God, amen, is that we don't even know what to pray on the network, amen. Now, we've got a Holy Spirit, amen, that knows us, that knows what to pray for, to get a prayer through right on time. I don't know about you, amen, but there have been days in my life where I couldn't utter the words that God was able to understand my heart. God was able to understand my mind. God was able to give some comfort to somebody. Amen. To work it out. Because of the power of prayer. Amen. God, amen, knows, amen, what you're going through there. There's a line that's never busy, Lord. There's a network, amen, that never goes down. Amen. And that's the God, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit filled network. Amen. Amen, God. Amen. Amen. A long time ago. Amen. He said www.god. Amen. That means that you can get a worldwide, amen, way of reception with God. Amen. Is the Lord all right? Amen. All right. Come on, let's give God praise. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For allowing us to be able to know, amen, that God is not limited by space or time.
That's
amen.
Right, that's right.
Amen. And because he's not limited by space or time,
right.
Amen, we always have a way, amen, of getting through, amen,
yes.
Right on time.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Songwriter said he's an on-time God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He said, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always. He's
always
on time. Amen.
Yes,
we thank God, amen, that we can go to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord.
Amen. I don't know about you, amen, that I'm glad God has taught us how to pray.
Yes.
Amen. He taught his disciples how to pray. He taught his in a group how to pray,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
And even on his way to Calvary's cross,
uh-huh,
amen,
uh-huh,
he stopped and prayed, amen,
yes,
and talked to the Father.
Yes.
I believe the record said that he said, Father, if it be possible,
uh-huh,
Lord have mercy, remove this cup from me, amen.
Because
yes. Can't stop suffering too bad, amen.
Uh-huh.
I can't talk about nobody else, amen. But
uh-huh,
but my stuff and my name was in that cup, amen.
All right.
Lord have mercy. He looked in there and said, can't stop suffering too bad, amen.
Yes.
But if it be possible, amen,
uh-huh,
to remove can't stop stuff from me.
Uh-huh.
But he said, I love that boy so much, amen,
uh-huh,
that nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And he took my mess. I don't know about your mess. Amen. He took my mess with him up on Calvary's cross. Amen. And when they wrote everything I did bad or ungodly in my life and placed it on the cross. Amen. But somewhere along the line, love came in. Love hung on the cross. Love wiped the slate clean. Love stood where I couldn't stay. Love pulled out the card and paid when I couldn't pay. Love turned the situation around.
Yes,
yes. And when you understand what it took to be able to take your stuff and mine, I'm not talking about your stuff. You might not have no stuff as bad as mine, but took my stuff, amen, on the Calvary cross, amen. Yeah, when you understand what it took, Lord have mercy, the prayers and the concern and the effort, amen, that went in to be able to press his way, amen, past the flesh, amen. The flesh is something, amen, that they'll act any old kind of way, amen. So he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So when you begin to start walking and working in the will of God, amen, your life will begin to get turned around, amen?
Yes.
Amen. We are grateful to God, amen, that he has, amen, done great things in all of our lives. And we all have a testimony,
yes,
about what God has done for you, amen?
Yes.
We're excited about this Palm Sunday, amen, as we go to the book of Matthew, amen, the 21st chapter, and we look at this every Palm Sunday, amen, about the account of what Jesus did prior to his trial, prior to his crucifixion, prior to his resurrection, amen. He had to go through a Palm Sunday, amen, what we call the beginning of Holy Week, amen. A time, amen, where he completed his assignment that God had given him, amen. And there's some tidbits in here in this 21st chapter of Matthew that will allow us, amen, to see how we accomplish perfected praise, amen. There's something, amen, that leads us and guides us and allows us to get to a place, amen, where we have perfected praise. Perfected praise comes in the mouth like a babe and suckling. It comes, amen, in a manner, amen, where you're praising God with your whole heart. You're praising God unconditionally. You're praising God, amen, in a manner because your heart is overflowing, amen, with the joy of the Lord, amen. And so when you begin to praise God like a little child, amen. And y'all know me from the time I started preaching, amen, back when I was in Southern Friendship on Minnesota Avenue, I would tell parents, leave them children alone. I can out-preach kids, amen.
And some folks, amen, they forgot they were kids, and they would get indignant and say, let them kids be quiet. They sit there. I said, let them be. Don't know how much it took for a mother or father to get that child up, amen, to get that child fed, to get that child clothed, to get that child in a car, to get that child in a highway, to get that child up into the church, and get that child, amen, to sit down, and to get that child to be able to come into the house of the Lord. And we have the audacity, amen, to roll our eyes, smack our lips, shush, and do all kinds of things, amen. But Jesus is going to take care of this in this scripture right now. Amen. You think you're big and bad enough, amen, to stop a child from being in the house of the Lord? Jesus is going to take care of that right now. Amen. Amen. He's going to let you know, amen, that we can learn from a child. Amen. He's going to let you know, amen, that he is looking for the children to lead us. Lord have mercy. He's looking for a child, amen, the child's faith, the child's love, the child's innocence to be able to show us how we should be involved with God. Amen. So let's look at this thing. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Beginning verse 1, it says, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus to the disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied in a coat with her. Jesus goes on and says, loose them and bring them unto me. If any man say aught unto you, in other words, Dr. Sykes, if any man got any beef with it, amen. You tell him, amen, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them. And when you tell him that Jesus, the Lord, hath need of them, it says straightway what he will do. He will send them. In other words, what God will do, amen, is he will get to a place, amen, that whatever he says will be accomplished in your life. Have I got a witness? Amen. No matter what you say, amen. God, if your will is in tune with God's will, whatever you say will be accomplished. Somebody get ready to get excited. You mean the words that I say, the things that I do, if they're lined up with God, it's going to happen? Somebody need to wave their hand and say, that's right. I know that's right. Amen. In other words, if you lined up with the word, you lined up with the Lord, amen, and you speak the word of God, amen, whatever you speak, good God Almighty, it will come to pass. Somebody get ready to run around here in a second. Amen. Somebody know the Lord like that. Do you know the Lord like that? Do you know that God will do exactly what he said he was going to do? Do you have a blessed assurance that God will step in right on time? Do you have a blessed assurance that God will do exactly what he said he would do? Do you have a blessed assurance that the word of God says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand forever? Have I got a witness? Oh, Jesus, he is a bad Savior, amen. In other words, he said, if you line up with me and you line up with that word, he said, whatever you say, Dr. Lindsay, it will come to pass. I don't know about you, amen, but ain't nobody in this world other than Jesus can do it like that. We sang that song earlier, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. He's what? My friend.
Yes.
So he said, when they say, what's going on? You say, the Lord has need of him.
Uh-huh.
And straightway he'll send him. Sister Randolph, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Amen. Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Amen. Won't he close your mouth for those that keep talking? Won't he turn the situation around? Won't he make you the head and not the tail? Somebody say, I know that's right. Amen. Won't he give you, amen, a good report? Amen. When the doctor didn't know how it was going to be reported. Won't he heal your body when they tell you what's going to make it? Won't he turn the situation around with your husband, your wife, or your children, amen, when you didn't know how it was going to work, but you leaned and depended on the Lord. Somebody said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where would I go? But I'm going to come to Jesus as I am, weary, wounded, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has. Made me blessed. When you begin to know him like that. See, you can't just know him a little bit on Sunday, amen. You got to know him like that, Dr. Sykes, on a regular basis. You got to know your voice, and you got to know his. You got to be in a situation, amen, that when you call him up, he ain't talking about who this is. He ain't talking about who. I ain't heard from you in a while. He's calling it up, and he's picking up on the first race.
Yes, he will.
Then, verse 4, that all this was done, Jesus was obedient. Then all, verse 4, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. See, Jesus lined up with the word. That's why when Jesus acted, he wasn't acting outside of the will of God. He was lining up with the word. In other words, he wasn't just talking. He was living the word. I know I'm meddling now. Too many people just running their mouth. And ain't nobody living nothing. Too many people got problem with this and problem with that. But the problem is they ain't living nothing. Well, according to the word of God. So Jesus said, I'm going to do this to the word of God, the prophet, will be fulfilled. He spoke to him, Zechariah, 9th chapter, and the 9th verse, and verse 5, he said, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold thy king cometh unto thee meek and sitting upon an ass. And a colt, the foal of an ass. In other words, Jesus said, I'm going to do it exactly the way the word said to do it. See, the problem with us is we don't want to do it exactly the way the word said to do it. The problem with us is we still got too many me-isms in us. We got too many I-isms in it. We got too many schisms in it. We got too many things that we want to do. But Jesus said, we did this because the word of God said to do it. And if you do it according to the word of God, it shall come to pass. So, Zechariah prophesied and Jesus fulfilled it. So he went on in verse 6, he says, the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded. Lord, for church, Lord have mercy. Full of the disciples of Jesus that would do what Jesus commanded. We do too many things of what we command. We do too many things what they command. I don't even know who they is. But if you do, God Almighty, what Jesus commands, amen, whatever you need will come to pass. I'm telling you, God said it in his word that if you ask anything in his name, believing, it shall come to pass. So when you see Jesus following the words of the prophet, verse 7, it says, and brought the ass and the colt and put them on their clothes and set them therein. Can we take a commercial right here?
Yes, sir.
Jesus will ask you to do some things. God will ask you to do some things, amen, that don't make sense to you in your normal mind.
That's right.
Have I got it with you? He'll do some things, amen, and just to see, amen, if you're going to have enough belief and faith to carry it out, amen. He'll do some things, amen, that will cause you, amen, to say, how in the world is this going to work? One of the things that I found out, Dr. Lindsay, he said, pray for your enemies and do good to them that despitefully to use you and say all manner of evil falsely about you. And you say it to yourself, I won't get on get back. I won't break them down. I won't snatch that. I want to take them and do whatever I feel like doing them. But God said, hold on, pop your brakes. Pray for them and do good to them. It's like keeping whole hot coals upon their heads.
Yes.
Lord. God works that thing out. See, the Lord says, vengeance is mine,
right,
says the Lord.
Right.
But we won't get on get back ourselves. But Jesus says, vengeance. The Lord says, Jesus, vengeance is mine. I'll do the repaying. Amen. So you might hurt them for a little while. You might beat them for a little while. But God has a way, amen, of beating and whooping for a period of time, amen, to a point where they say, I can't take it no more. When you do what they told him to do, as he commanded them. And verse 80 says, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. Like these palms we have. They put their garments on the donkey and they put the palms down because they needed deliverance, amen, from the oppressor. But they wanted to tell the oppressor, amen, they wanted to tell the deliverer how to deliver them. They wanted to tell the oppressor, amen, amen. They wanted to tell the deliverer, amen, how they needed to be delivered. In other words, they were asking, amen, for salvation. But they wanted to tell the one who provided salvation, amen, how to be saved. And how many of you know, amen, that Jesus, amen, is the one that knows, amen, how we should be saved? Because he was given an assignment that he would come down through 42 generations, that he would shed his blood, that he would be brought from judgment hall to judgment hall, that he would be put on the cross, that he would give his life a ransom for those that were lost. But those that wanted to be saved at this time wanting to come in like the Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings and to forfeit what the prophecy said. They wanted to have the beat down on their oppressors, amen, according to how they feel, instead of according to what the word and the prophecy said was given and the way Jesus said it would be delivered. So that's our problem too many times. We want it, but we want it our way. Ever got a witness? Just like the pandemic, amen. We wanted to be delivered from the pandemic, but we didn't want to get no shots. Have I witnessed? Amen. We wanted to have the pandemic away, but we don't want to wear no what? No mask. Have I got a witness? We wanted the pandemic to be over, but we didn't want a social distance. Have I got a witness? Amen. We wanted to be able to do it what our way, amen, instead of what God's way. And God said clearly in his word, he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and what? Heal their land. But the problem is we won't want to seek his face, Dr. Lindsay. We won't seek our own thing. Amen. Jesus said, seek my face and I hear you. We say, Lord, I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to do it my way. I don't want to hear what you got to say. But Jesus said, seek my face. He said, Lord, I know what you're saying, but I'm going to do it my way because it feels better my way. And Jesus said, seek my face. He said, I understand what you're saying, but I'm still going to do it my way. Jesus stepped back and said, go ahead and have your way.
Yeah.
And you reap whatever, what you want. So I keep you long, Lord have mercy. It said in verse 9, and the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hosanna in the what? Highest. In other words, they were giving God the praise because they recognized, amen, that Jesus came to save. I'm going to say that again. They were giving God the praise because they recognized that Jesus came, what, to save. Say that again. Lord, I give you the praise because I know Jesus came, what, to save. I need to say that again. Lord, I give you the praise because Jesus came to what? Save. In other words, there has been a time in your life when you didn't know how you was going to get saved, but you ended up realizing that Jesus made a way, that Jesus paid the price, that Jesus shed his blood, that Jesus hung and died, that Jesus rose on the third day. And so, Lord, I give you praise because Jesus came what? To save. Can y'all say that with me? Lord, I give you praise because Jesus came to save. Say it one more time. Lord, I give you praise because Jesus came to save. Come on, if you can, give him a little bit of praise right now. So this is the perfected praise that we're talking about. We're talking about being able to have perfected praise, amen, because God delivered to us something that we needed that we could not pay for. Has anybody ever needed something, amen, and you couldn't pay for it, amen, and somebody else provided it for you, amen? It's like a little child, amen, that needs their diaper change, that needs a bottle, that needs some shelter, that needs some clothes, that needs some loving, that needs some caressing, that you can't pay as a child. You have to wait at the grace of somebody else to give it to you, amen. And when they give it to you, good God Almighty, you can't help but to say thank you. You can't help but to give God the glory. You can't help but to be glad in it. You can't help but to be satisfied with what they have given you because they didn't have to do it. You couldn't buy it, but they did it anyway out of what love. I've seen some mothers, amen, with some old chucklehead children and boys and girls, amen. They didn't know they needed a blessing, but Mama gave the blessing anyhow because of the love of God in her heart.
That's right.
So, Lord have mercy. He was blessing God because Jesus came to save. Verse 10, it says, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. In other words, in order for you to be able to praise him, Dr. Sykes, you got to know him for yourself. We got too many people out here praising they don't know what. They praising the president. They praising their grass in their front yard. Come on now. They praising that car. They praising that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. They praising that mighty dollar. Come on now. They praising all these things, amen. But their praise is not a perfected praise because they don't know the God who's worthy to be praised. So he goes on in verse 12. After they gave him the praise, after they let him know who he was, it says, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. In other words, Jesus went in and cleaned house. See, the other thing, in order for you to get perfected, pray, you got to know that you need to what? Clean house. See, when you clean house, that means he's throwing a lot of things out. Amen. All the stuff that is accumulated, amen, that won't give God praise, amen. God has to clean house, amen. In other words, God has the ability, amen, to get perfected praise, amen. But before the perfected praise can come, he got to clean house, amen. Look at somebody say, it's time, to clean house. if you want perfected praise, you've got to look into your own closet, amen, and what? Clean house. Don't come looking in my closet. I got enough junk in there for myself. Look in your own closet, under your own bed, amen, and what? Clean what? House. Look at somebody and say, I need to clean house. Jesus said, in order for me to get this perfected praise in the house, on the churches everywhere, in order for you to get perfected praise in the house, you've got to clean house. Lord have mercy. I know folk know where he is. I know folk mad, wind, swole up, wind in their jaw behind on their back. But in order to have a perfected praise in the house, you got to clean the house. You got to get in the corner. You got to get under the bed. You got to get in the closet. You got to get in behind the blinds. You got to get underneath the cushions. And you got to get in the cabinets, amen. In order to get a perfected praise, you got to clean what? House. If you can't say amen, say house. So, Jesus cleaned the house. It was on woke. It was upset. But Jesus said in order for the perfected praise to come in the house, he needed to clean house. In verse 13, he says, and said unto them, it is written, again, going by the word of God, Dr. Sykes, my house shall be called the what? The house of what? Prayer. But you have made it a den, what? Of thieves. In other words, in Psalm 8:2, he talks about the house being a den of robbers. He talks about it, amen, of how the prayer can't get through because of the mess of the robbers, the mess of the thieves that have stolen so many people's joy, that have stolen so many people's praise because they're doing so much mess. Sister Randolph, they're doing so much mess, Sister Kayson, they're doing so much mess, church, in the church, that people can't get their joy and people can't get their perfected praise. Have we got a witness? Jesus said, I'm going to come through. I'm going to clean house. I'm going to turn over the chairs and the tables of the money changers, and I'm going to turn over those that sell the doves, and we're going to make this a place of prayer and praise instead of a place of business and revenue. Have I got a witness? In other words, God said this is a place of prayer and praise. It's not a place, amen, where you're supposed to gain unfilthy lucre. This is not a place of where you're supposed to, amen, make money for your own account. This is not a place, amen. This is not the time and the place, amen, for you to conduct your business as it is in the secular world. But this is a time where you to get prayer and praise in so you can get cleaned up, that you can get an understanding of who God is, that you can develop your personal relationship with God. So when you speak the word of God will come true in your life, and you'll have the ability, amen, to be able to experience the God of your salvation on a so much personal level, amen, that it will blow your mind. So, in verse 14, after he cleaned the house, he's talking about blowing some folk mind. Jesus is saying, now that the house is clean, Dr. Stein, now, Lord have mercy, the prophecy has been fulfilled. Come on now. Now we can start experiencing, amen, some of the blessings and miracles of God. See, you can't experience the blessings and the miracles of God if you can't get a prayer through because the house is dirty. Have I got a witness? I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. Your house is still dirty and you're wanting a blessing and a miracle from God. But God said you got the clean house. Amen. So you can be a house of praise, that you can be a house of prayer, so you can experience the miracles and blessings of God. But you got to follow it according to the word of God. So now that the house has been cleaned, now that the table has been set, come on now. He goes on in verse 14. He says, this is how, amen, we're going to carry it from here. In verse 14, he says, and the blind and the lame came to him in what? The temple. What? And what? And he healed. The house got clean. The praise got perfected. The word of God got respected and followed. And when that happened, the lame and those that were blind came in the temple and got healed. Can't nobody get healed. Can't nobody recover from being lame if the house is still dirty, the praise is not right, and the word of God is not perfect. So when you follow the word of God, your praise is right, your prayer is right. What happens is God's blessings, amen, can sow, and the lame and the blind can what? Get healed.
Lord, everybody, I know. By the shadow of a doubt, there's been some folks in a clean house and prayed for me. Lord, time and time again, he's what? Healed my body. And if the truth be known, there's been some folk in your family, including you, amen. The house got clean. The praise got right. The word of God got followed. And the healing what changed. Oh, you might as well give God some glory right now. Give God some glory. Talk about the prayer line. Lord have mercy. Tuesday morning prayer line. Monday worship with Jesus.
Yes.
Folks that got up and cleaned the house. Lord have mercy. Folks that got up and followed the word of God. 6 o'clock in the morning. Folks that got up early and perfected the praise. Amen. The word went out because it was a house of prayer. And folks started getting healed all over the land. Have I got a witness today following the word of God? Well, make the devil mad. The folk that came into the temple that was blind, now they can see. Folk came into the temple that was lame. You got them out of, and now they can walk. And good God Almighty, the praise begins to get perfected because the robbers and the money changers got cleaned out. Come on now. But how do you know, Dr. Lindsay, hey man, when you start messing with folk money, good God Almighty, they're going to start acting funny. I don't care where you are in this world, amen. When you start messing with folk money, they're going to get funny. But Jesus got something to say about that too. Oh, as we continue, it says in verse 15, as when the chief priest, the scribe saw the wonderful things that he did. You folks talking about he's doing wonderful things. In other words, we can't figure out how he did it. Amen. We missed the perfected praise. We missed the word of God. We missed when he cleaned the house. Amen. And we missed, amen, how these things started happening after he did those things. But they blew our mind, and these things are wonderful. And so when he says, the chief priest and the scribe, the one that was supposed to know the word. Isn't that funny? The ones that's supposed to know how to do right are the ones that always paying their tail and doing wrong for own selfish gain.
Yep.
And so it says they saw the wonderful things that he did and the children, Lord have mercy, crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. They were what? So what this means. Now folks then got healed. The robbers and the thieves got thrown out. The praise got perfected. The word of God, the scribes were supposed to know, amen, got fulfilled. But they were mad, amen. For whatever reason, they was indignant, amen. Because Jesus came, fulfilled these things, did these things. Children were praising God. Praise was perfected. The Lord's house was a house of prayer again. And they were mad and upset because God was doing wonderful things. Somebody said, you can't please people. You can't please, man. So we need to stop trying to be men please. Because you can't please that joker. No matter what you give him, no matter what you offer him, no matter how good you treat him, you can't please man. Man will get up there
uppity, and act like he this, that, and the other, not realizing that all of his righteousness in the sight of God is but what? Filthy rags. Look at these guys. Just please. Children making too much noise. Folks getting healed from being blind and lame. Folks giving God perfected praise. Folks allowed to get praise or prayer through in the house of the Lord. Word of God getting fulfilled. And they got an attitude about all the good that was going on. Reminds me of a Supreme Court justice, amen. Not too long ago, amen, got confirmed for the highest court in the land. Did everything by the book and then some. Did everything, answered every question the way it should have been answered. Raised up in the family of faith. Raised up and everybody in line. And you still got some people, amen, they said she's not good enough, amen, even though she did the wonderful things, oh, amen, by the grace of God. None perfect, amen, none righteous, amen, but when you look at what was going on and look at the record that was done and the things that were said and the reviews and everything that was carried out according to the what their rules were, and they still came up mad and indignant, amen, because somebody could be qualified like that and do those things like that, amen, that they couldn't do. Y'all say, well, Pastor, you're not supposed to be political. Amen. But I ain't being political. I'm just being a descendant of slaves telling you what the life of a black person is. You can be the best in everything. Amen. And it's still not good enough in the sight of man. That ain't no politics. That's just fact. You can say what you want, but that's just fact. If you walk the mile in this skin, Lord have mercy. You'll be able to talk about what? So, that's not how much you love. They were displeased. They were upset because Jesus came in and did it what? The way it should be done. You start a church, Dr. Sykes, amen, and you come in and say, this is what the word says, how it should be done, and folks get mad, swole up, amen, ready to leave and quit and do whatever they wanted to do, because you're telling them, well, this is what the word of God says, and they say, I understand what the word of God says, but I won't do it my way. And then when you don't alter or change, amen, they got a problem with what? You, instead of having a problem with the what? Word. I'm meddling this morning. So they were displeased. Verse 16 it says, and said unto him, hearest thou what these say? Verse 10, Jesus, do you hear these folks praising and the little children praising? What's going on with that? That's out of order. And Jesus said unto them, yea, have you ever read? You scribes, y'all supposed to know the word backwards and forwards. Y'all supposed to know this thing inside and out. Y'all supposed to know who I was, when I was coming, the city I was going to be born in, the bloodline I was going to be after, the way I was going to come according to the word of God. Zechariah, Paul, and then in Jeremiah, he said the house should be a house of prayer. He gave them all this scripture. He said, have you not read? He said, I got one more for you to read. Lord have mercy. And he says, have you not read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? Go back to Psalm 8 and 2 and read that for yourself, and you'll see who was out of order. It's not the children. It's what? You. But too many times, Lord have mercy, they won't flip the script. They want to turn this thing around to make it seem like it's you instead of them. And it goes on. And this is what we got to get better at, Dr. Lynn. In verse 17, he says, and he left it. Anyway, you got to get to a place where you know how to leave that thing alone. He said, and he left him and went out of the city into Bethany where he lies. In other words, he said, I'm dying. going home. I'm going to give me something to eat. Because fooling with y'all is not going to make it or get any better. Amen. In other words, don't worry yourself after you done gave them the word, after you done opened the door of praise, after you done gave them prophecy, after you done prayed for them, after you've given them everything of the word of God, and they still act a fool. Amen. It's time to, okay, I'm going to shake the dust off, and I'm going to go. Because the further and more I talk, amen, if these things don't help me, ain't nothing going to help me. He goes on in verse 18, now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And good God Almighty, he says, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon. In other words, it's a tree that's supposed to be fruitful, Dr. Randolph, but a tree that was supposed to be fruitful. Can I break it down like this? Tree represents, amen, folk that's supposed to be fruitful. Mm-hmm. Whether it's on your job, whether it's in your church, whether it's in your home, whether it's in your life, you're supposed to be what? Fruitful. But Jesus looked at the tree and he said, and found nothing thereof? In other words, what in the world are you supposed to be a fruit-bearing tree and you ain't doing nothing? Lord have mercy. Supposed to be saved. Say amen, say ouch. And you ain't doing what? Nothing. And he goes on to say, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth for whatever. And presently the fig tree withers away. In other words, you profess one thing one day and do something another day. And when Jesus needed something, Lord have mercy, you wasn't producing what? Nothing. Let that sink for a while. But Jesus said, okay, you don't want to produce anything? He said, from here on out, you ain't going to what? Produce anything. Have you ever heard the term a reprobate mind?
Yeah.
In other words, Jesus said, that's the way you're going to be? Don't think you're going to turn back and change. Lord have mercy. That's the way you're going to be. And you wonder why so many people are going astray and doing their own thing. Because God let them be what? Who they want to be.
Who they want to be.
Oh,
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Right. So in verse 20, he says, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is this fig tree withered? And this is the part that I like. Lord have mercy. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall what? Be done. And in verse 22 it says, in all things, come on now, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. In other words, when God is saying, I'm not playing around with these folk, I'm not playing around with what the word of God says, I'm not playing around with my praise, I'm not playing around with faith. He laid it all out here in verses 1 through 22. He says, you got to walk by faith. You got to walk in faith, nothing wavering. And if you walk in faith, nothing wavering, you'll be able to experience the blessings of God. You'll be able to ask in prayer, believing, and you shall receive. If you know that you know that you know that you know that God is who he says he is, then whatever you ask, believing, you shall receive. The word of God says you have not because you ask not and you ask remiss. But I'm here to tell you today, if you know God for yourself and you believe in faith and you ask him in the name of Jesus according to the will of God, it shall be done. Have I got a witness in the building today? Have you ever stood on the word and the promises of God? Have you ever got to a place in your life where you said there's no one or nothing that can do it but God? I said there's no one or nothing that can. can do it but God, and you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you lean not to your own understanding, and you acknowledge him in all your ways, and God did what nobody else can do, and God did what nobody else can do, and God turned around when nobody else could turn around, and God showed up when nobody else could show up, and God healed when nobody else can heal, and God blessed when nobody else could bless. And because of that, he gave you a perfected praise. Mm-hmm. Why do you continue to praise God? Mm-hmm. Why do you continue to lift up your holy hands? Why do you continue to go to the Lord and pray? And the reason is, I know him for myself, and I know what he's done for me in my life. Have I got a witness today? When you know God for yourself and you know what he's done in your life, then you can have a praise in the midst of the storm. Have I got a witness today? You can still praise God. You can still lift up holy hands. You can still say hallelujah anyhow, because you got history with God. You're not telling somebody what you heard, but you're telling them what you know for yourself. And because you know God, that he's true to his word, that he's an all-time God, that he'll make a way out of no way, that he'll heal your body, that he'll turn your situation around. You'll be like the psalmist that said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continue to be in my mouth. You'll be able to say, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Is the Lord that comes to save in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the highest, because God saved me. He picked me up. He turned me around. He wiped myself clean. He healed me. He washed me in his precious blood. I know it for myself, and I've got a perfected praise. It's been perfected by the word. It's perfected by my faith. It's been perfected by cleaning house. It's been perfected by prayer. All these things have led to a perfected praise. It's not perfect, but it's perfected. Because of these things that God has provided. That's why we can say in the midst of our trial, in the midst of our storm, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Save those brothers, save those sisters that don't know you in the free pardoning of their sin. Tell them about your story. Tell them about when you clean out. Tell them about your house of prayer. Tell them about the word that God allowed you to live out. And tell them that you asked and you received. Come on now. You asked and you receive. Yes. So I got a witness in the house. You ask God.
Yes.
And praying, believing, and he was true to your word and says, I receive.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. You'll never be the same. Good God. Your life will never be the same. When God shows up and does exactly what he said he's going to do, come hell, high water, you say, I'm going with him. That's who I'm going with. And praise him while you're going. Amen. Perfected praise. I know I kept you too long on this evening. This morning, this afternoon. Amen. That's a powerful word, Lord have mercy. You go down and you read that word. See where you fit in. See where you need to clean up. See where you need to pray. See where you need to have more faith. See where you need to believe. Get to that point where you say, I ask in prayer, believing, and I receive.
That's right. That's right.
The word says shall, Dr. Lindsay. It didn't say maybe. It said what? Shall receive.
Thank you.
That's good news. I don't know about you. That's good news. Lord have mercy. All them Pharisees and all them scribes and all those so-called big wigs and priests, amen, all the folk in high positions, highfalutin, important, amen. You ask them something, they'll flip-flop depending on which way the wind blows. Tell you this minute, tell you that minute. But God says, if you ask, if prayer believes, you shall what? Receive. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Word. Amen. God. Amen. God ain't playing with this thing. Lord have mercy. We see the way he does it. That's the way we should do it. Amen. He does it the way we do. We won't see those blessings. Go ask that blind and that lame person that came in there. They said, I don't know what they talking about, the scribes and the priest, but we going with him. What he says works. And it's going to happen the way exactly the way he says it do. All the rest of that mess is mess. Ask that lame man. Ask that blind man. Ask that lame woman. Ask that blind woman. See, won't they tell you? Yes, it's real. And I'm going with him. Lord have mercy. All the way. God bless you. Amen. We are thankful to God today that we're able to keep the lights on. Amen. Keep the heat on. Amen. And everything open, and be able to have a place to worship. So we get ready to take our offering, amen. And we want to have a blessing on our offering, and we feel led to give, amen, to our ministry, amen. You can, by the praise and blessings of God, amen, get to a place, amen, where you can text to give, or you can drop a line in at 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. Amen. And suite 206, amen, is the address. We can, amen, give. And Heart of God Baptist Church, 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, 20784. Amen. Drop us a line. Amen. Share your gift. Amen. And also, amen, if you desire, amen, you can text to give. There's a text number, amen, that you can give, and you'll be richly blessed, amen, if you, amen, give, amen, according to the Lord, amen. If you give according to how God has blessed you, if you give, amen, according to what the Lord has placed in your heart, amen, you can give, amen. So we're going to ask God's blessing on this offering. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to hear your word, God, to be able to experience your spirit, to be able to experience your blessing. And so, God, we just pray, God, that you would bless us now, that we, God, will be able to continue to live this word, continue to follow your directions, continue to clean house where we need to clean house, to continue, God, to pray where we need to pray, and oh God, that we will continue to praise where we need to praise, and oh God, that this will be done in believing in prayer, and that according to your word it shall be done. And God, we pray that you will bless this offering, oh God, that it will be used for your kingdom building. Oh God, we ask it all in Jesus' name. I should come forward and we will see offering. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And thank God, amen, for our little ones that are there.
Amen.
Practice. Yeah. All things come of thee, O Lord. All things come of thee. Oh Lord, and of thine own, and of thine own, have we given thee, have we given thee, amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the gift and the giver. Let us stand and we'll have our benediction. Perfected grace. A lot involved in that.
at Matthew 21st chapter, verses 1 through 21 again. See all the things that Jesus did on his way to Calvary's cross. Can you imagine all those things that he was doing on the way to Calvary? Lord, having healing people, teaching people how to pray, teaching people how to follow the word of God, teaching people how to pray. All those things that he's done on the way to Calvary's cross. We get tied up so many times. Those little things take us off track, amen? We need to follow what Jesus did, amen? Focus on what the Father wanted us to do and how to do it, amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. God, we thank you for allowing us to worship you today and on spirit and the truth on this Palm Sunday. God, as we go through this week and we call a holy week, help us to be attuned and touched to the things that your Son Jesus did on our behalf. And, oh God, and he followed it to a T, carried out the word and every prophecy. Oh God, that your word would be fulfilled, the prophecy would be fulfilled, and that you would receive the glory. And now, may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Let nobody know that you love them in Jesus' name. Perfected praise.